Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 476, down 4.5 on the open. September, 486, down 6. At the Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, July wheat opened at 492, down 4.5 on the open. September, 504, down 5.5. December, 512, down 4.75. March, 516.5, down 7 on the open. July corn opened at 356, down 7.25 on the open. September, 361.5, down 7. December, 363.5, down 7.5. March, 376, down 7. May, 386.5, down 4. July, 391, down 5.25. September, 387, down 3. December, 386.5, down 4 on the open. July beans opened at 769, down 1.5 on the open. August, 776, down 3/4. September, 785, up 3/4. November, 799, down 1/2. January, 806.5, down 1.5. March, 811.5, down 3.5. May, 817, down 1. July, 830, up 1.5 on the open. July soybean meal open at 205.50, down a dollar on the open. August, 209, up 30. July soybean oil open at 34.18, down 31 on the open. August, 34.43, down 31. At the Merck, May feeders open at 109.85, up 30 on the open. August, 113.85, up 62.5. September, 113.20, up 32.5. October, 112.40, up 22.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 93.50, up 30 on the open. August, 93.25, up 27.5. October, 96.95, up 12.5. December, 96.67.5, up 12.5 on the open. June lean hogs open at 74.30, down 20 on the open. July, 74.45. Make it 73.45, down 15 on the open. August, 73.35, down 25. October, 66.10, down 10 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 104.80, up 32.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
A week ago, I think the philosophy over at the Chicago Board of Trade was let's go ahead and sell rallies. Are we now into a mindset where we might be more interested in buying dips?
Well, I think, the difference being as to whether you're near the top or the bottom of what they consider the trading range right now, Dave, and a lot of people feeling that this is getting closer towards the bottom end than it was the top end. So I would have to say that that was what we saw as a theme, mainly along most of all the news articles and advisory services that we read this morning, was look for an opportunity to get long. So I think with the supply-demand balance sheet that the USDA put out, they feel that this market, has got to have a 340 to 360 type bottoming action. Unless we see get along through pollination extremely well, that it's going to be hard to take it much lower than what our lows have been recently.
So you like the ideas that these lows from the May, the latest lows, will hold?
Well, I think that, you know, until we move on down the road a while and, you know, get through the 4th of July and the pollination time period, that you would have to think that they'd have a very good chance of. Yes, Dave.
All right, then. What are you telling your producers to do about corn prices these days?
Well, right in here, you know, we're probably the ones that, you know, have bought. We're probably hanging on because of the situation of what we just said. We would like to see how much rain we get out of this rain that's supposedly coming through this evening, tomorrow morning, see how our crops look like that way. If this rain is wide enough spread that it does give us a little better, it gives a little more of a sell-off to actually buy some more calls or to, you know, just get along the board day.
Might you look at this board and the situation there and the fundamentals you mentioned and consider purchasing or, no, not purchasing, but rather selling puts in the September options?
You know, it's a great consideration. I think that in these volatile markets that you do want to be careful, you know, about selling calls and puts if you don't have, you know, something else along on board with it. So, you know, along with that, I guess, you know, we maybe want to think of doing that against some sales we already have made at a higher level. So rather than just, you know, selling them in case things would not go well.
Soybeans moving opposite direction of corn again today. Has soybeans divested itself from corn and wheat in the short term?
Well, I think, you know, basically we were pretty confident with after we saw the planting progress last night. We're not talking about shifting acreage. We're talking about very high bean oil usage for biodiesel. We're talking about the palm oil that has been sitting at, it did fall off last night, but sitting near eight-year highs and the lower acres, and then, of course, the decrease in the carryout for next year being about half of what it is this year. So all those things together, and, you know, it just sort of has divested the beans from the corn and the wheat here. I mean, the wheat crop ratings are looking very good. You know, the spring wheat ratings at 79% good to excellent with only 1% rated below fair. And overall crop conditions are pointing to the lower move in the wheat as the domestic fundamentals are looking at things as we seem to improve. And it's the time of year to do that. So, you know, that's why we're seeing the wheat drift lower, the corn getting in the ground drift lower, and the beans, of course, we still have to get in the ground. And as I was told, that a lot of the wheat in the south is coming to come off maybe 2 to 3 weeks later because of this frost damage. And that is a later time period of planting for those bean acres down there, and that puts them more in the heat. So that is something they might be looking at also.
You mentioned frost damage. Might we see considerable frost damage this evening in the Canadian wheat crop?
Well, it's possible, Dave. It's supposed to get pretty cold up there. We don't think that any of the American crops will stay cold enough long enough to do some damage. But up in Canada, there's a slight chance that there could be a little frost damage.
November soybean futures moved above $8 yesterday. I think that's the first time in about a month that that's happened. Banged into about, 805, 807, backed off. This morning got all the way up off of the opening bell to 802.5. Now sitting at 802, kind of banging up against that. How stiff of a resistance level are you looking at that, 805 to 807 area?
Well, you know, there's a fair amount of resistance there, Dave, and it's going to take, I think that it's going to take corn to turn around and get a little better before we can take the beans up through that level, because even if they have separated themselves somewhat, it's awfully hard for corn to be down 7 to 8 cents and beans up 7 to 8 cents.
Thank you much, Wayne. You have a great day.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at some current prices. In Kansas City, it appears that in the day trade that the, well, in Chicago, well, push this up just a second. There we go. Kansas City prices, July wheat, 477 down 3.5. The December at 502 down 3. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, July wheat at 489.5 down 7. December 511 down 5.75. July corn 358 and three quarters, down 4.5. December, 367, down 4. Fast trade in the December contract at the moment. March, 379, down 4. Next July, 392.5, down 3.75. July beans, 772, up 1.5. August, 779, up 2.25. November, 801, up 1.5. March, 815.5, up 0.5. Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in northern and west central Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere in Illinois and in northwestern Indiana, increasing cloudiness with showers and thunderstorms arriving during the afternoon. In eastern and southern Indiana, mostly sunny, highs ranging from around 70 in far northwestern Illinois to 88 in the south. Tonight in northern and west central Illinois, becoming partly cloudy. Elsewhere in Illinois and in northwestern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and evening thunderstorms. In eastern and southern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows from 44 to 60 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.